Happy to be an intern, for the time being. Sarah Barnes meets five young women who are getting a foot on the career ladder. Intern A.
I've been a script development intern since March. Working on scripts that you know are going to become films one day is really exciting. We get a broad variety of genres sent to us. Personally, I love anything that's been adapted from a book, especially if I've read the book. I read scripts, sometimes I attend meetings with writers, and I've also researched potential writers and directors online. Although I'm only paid expenses, I haven't taken on any more paid work. To avoid burnout, interns need time off and a bit of work-life balance. My placement was due to come to an end this month, but I've been asked to stay on and be paid for it. Had I not been, I would have been a bit surprised, as I knew they were really happy with me.
Intern B.
I left Lithuania 2 years ago to study fashion and won an internship with a famous fashion designer after entering a competition. The designer can be a bit of a slave driver, but she treats everyone equally, whether they're paid staff or interns. When I started in June, I was working on the archive, so I had the opportunity to see past collections up close, which was really fascinating. I work 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., but the build-up to Fashion Week will mean we'll really have our noses to the grindstone and we'll be expected to work much longer hours. It might seem exploitative, but in fashion, if you want to establish yourself over the competition, you have to show your willingness to work hard and for free. If you don't, others will be only too happy to take your place.
Intern C.
I've been interning at an emergency relief charity since March. Over the past few years, I've been doing volunteer work for NGOs in Calcutta, Bogota, and Tehran, so it's quite hard to come to terms with being back in the UK. Most of my friends are buying houses and have cars and go on holidays, but I never feel I missed out because I'm making a real contribution. I'm really fortunate that I can live with my mum, although it does mean my commute can take up to 2 hours. Without my family, I don't think I could be doing this. Next month, I'm starting a 6-month placement abroad. After that, I might actually be in a position to earn a salary. If I was 35 and still working unpaid, I would think, what am I doing? But I'm still young and the sacrifice is more than worth it.
Intern D.
I've just finished secondary school and will be devoting my summer to interning at the parliamentary office of a local politician. About 2 years ago, some people from the same political party came canvassing at my door, asking if I'd like to help out. About 5 seconds later, I was out canvassing with them. I wouldn't say there is an average day, but there are always emails from constituents to deal with. To be able to reply to these people individually gives you the sense that you are actually making a difference. I am lucky enough to be staying with my aunt and uncle, who live nearby. A lot of incredibly able people are closed off from the opportunity of an internship in Parliament because they can't afford to travel or live in London.
Intern E.
I came to London in February with no plans and I didn't know how long it would take to get a job. I'd resigned myself to staying on a friend's sofa and relying on her generosity. Contrary to my expectations, luck was on my side and I found a job as a seamstress. My placement at the gallery came along a week later. I've helped set up exhibitions and create gallery publications. One of the most exciting tasks was helping an artist create an installation. Because some of the piece is sewn, my seamstress skills came in handy. The main advice I would give any intern is that you have to be very proactive. Find out how things are done. Otherwise, you'll be putting yourself under a lot of unnecessary stress. That's what happened to me, so I learnt to ask questions the hard way.